You have to arrive earlier to get dressed and warmed up. You have to take outside classes in your major field and study ballet, modern, folk, jazz, tap, and historical dance here, as well as dance history, supported adagio, variation class, makeup, hairstyling, and even acting for dancers.
There are 50,000 people walking around calling themselves actors, and maybe 500 are making a living at it.
Most of those do commercials to pay the rent. The rest wait tables, clean other people's apartments, living on welfare and hope. And don't think talent's enough to get you through. You've got to have a strong technique, a good agent, and most of all, a thick skin. Because now you're part of an underprivileged minority and you're going to suffer.
Full tendons, shin splints, swollen toes, smelly tights.
Cattle calls, the humiliation, the rejection.
Melodic dictation theory, keyboard harmony, elementary piano, piano literature, music history, orchestration, conducting, dance band, symphonic band, ensembles.
When do we have lunch?
Lunch is at 11:30, 1/2 hour, and then you'll have everything else.
What's everything else?
Everything else is biology, chemistry, algebra, English, French, physics, history, etc.
Those are some of the teachers from New York City's High School for the Performing Arts introducing their freshman wannabe stars to the rigors of the disciplines that they hope will propel them to fame. Fame, of course, is the title for the 1980 movie directed by Alan Parker that placed the struggles of a group of talented young people at center stage in the consciousness of American popular culture, where they have been a vital force ever since. The film's immense popularity, the music won 2 Oscars, spun off a television show with some of the same cast that premiered today in 1982 and ran for 5 years. The TV show is back again, this time as a pure talent vehicle, minus the encumbering personal dramas, hosted by the dancer and choreographer Debbie Allen, who starred in the original film. But now the new fame is only one of a seemingly endless parade of star searches for young American idols, singers, dancers, musicians, comedians, rich kids, and even young people like the denizens of the real world who simply excel at chilling out, whining, weeping, and wailing. It's part of our national obsession with fame for the chance to plug into the matrix of our entertainment culture, which is still one of the ways out and up for many young people, whether it's for 15 minutes or, as the song goes, forever.
Baby.